This summer, cities across the country have been issuing ozone alerts. That's when vehicle exhaust mixes with other pollutants and cooks in the sun to produce smog. The federal government says the worst city in the country for ozone levels is Houston. The city is trying to clean up its air. The project is expensive, controversial, and environmentalists say long overdue. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Houston's air is so bad, some people have to laugh to keep from crying.
First of all, if you live in Houston, you can visit anywhere else in the country for the fresh air. We are the only people that can say that. I went to LA, the air was slightly fresher. Man!
Tommy Drake is a stand-up comic at Houston's Laugh Stop.
We are impervious to chemical warfare. They could drop Agent Orange on the greater Houston area. We would be outside looking at the pretty, pretty sunset, wouldn't we? Breathing it right in.
To city leaders, the air is no joking matter. 2 years ago, the EPA announced that Houston had surpassed Los Angeles as having the worst ground-level ozone in the country, though LA still is worse in several other categories of pollutants. If Houston does not come into compliance by 2007, the city faces a cutoff of all federal highway funds. Greg Cook is the regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is overseeing the plan to clear the air over Houston and the seven surrounding coastal counties.
Houston's problem is significant enough that if you shut down all industry in Houston, you would not reach federal air quality standards. Houston is bad enough that if you took all the cars off the road in Houston alone, you would not reach federal air quality standards. Therefore, every segment of the economy in Houston must work together to get clean air in Houston. And that is a challenge that's found nowhere else in the country.
That's because no other U.S. city, except Los Angeles, has such a potent mixture of vehicle exhaust and industrial pollution. Scientists trace more than half of Houston's ozone problems to the gigantic industrial complex east of the city, the largest cluster of refineries and petrochemical plants in the nation. They're located such that Gulf winds blow their emissions directly over America's fourth largest city. Although the plants spew an array of known cancer-causing chemicals into the air, the current culprit is a product of combustion called nitrogen oxide, NOx for short. On warm, sunny days, NOx mixes in sunlight with other chemical gases to produce ozone, a chief ingredient of smog. John Wilson is director of the Galveston-Houston Association for Smog Prevention, which goes by the acronym GASP. He stands on a promontory in East Harris County within sight of the ghostly flare towers and tangled machinery of the refineries.
When the emissions from this industrial area travel over the Houston region, over schools and houses and workplaces, and it inundates this region from time to time with just a gunpowder keg of chemicals ready to explode into ozone in the presence of sunlight.
A 1999 report commissioned by the city concluded that ozone and fine particles, typical of the Houston area atmosphere, cause significant adverse health effects in humans. But Lupe Cordova knew that already.
My daughter Jessica has asthma. My son Stephen has bronchitis. My husband has bronchitis. I have allergies.
Several years ago, she began organizing other families in her East Houston neighborhood, which is surrounded by industrial plants.
Between the moms and I, we discovered that our children shared the same medical conditions. We were all seeing different doctors in different parts of town, and we were all being told the same thing. It's something in the air.
Environmentalists say no one should be surprised Washington is finally forcing Houston to make its air more breathable. They say the plants have taken steps over the last 10 to 20 years to reduce some toxic emissions, but the plants have gotten extensions on deadlines to reduce other pollutants and received outright exemptions from other cleanup measures. The Chamber of Commerce, protective of the $15 billion petrochemical complex, has downplayed the effects of ozone on health. As recently as 1994, the Greater Houston Partnership, formerly the Chamber, blocked the idea of public ozone alerts, which were already being used in other cities. It believed the forecasts would hurt Houston's image. Jim Blackburn, an environmental lawyer, is cynical after three decades of tussling with Houston industry.
As far as I'm concerned, it is a bunch of folks that are putting off spending money as long as they possibly can, and they really don't care about health effects in Houston. I mean, that's where I am. And I didn't start there. I'm just convinced at this point that the business community is not going to pay attention until the transportation money gets cut off for Houston.
Houston's business leadership is paying attention. In fact, for the first time, bad air has gone to the top of its agenda. The city flinched last year when the Gore campaign reminded voters that the biggest city in his opponent's state had the worst air. Houston leaders are now concerned the smog issue has begun harming their ability to attract new businesses and talented employees. Charles Duncan is chairman of the Business Coalition for Clean Air, the official spokesman for Houston industry.
Air is one of the quality of life issues that people look at, and it's important not only that we comply with the law as mandated by the Clean Air Act, but we think that that contributes to the right image for the city. We do not like the title that we've heard in political rhetoric, et cetera, the dirtiest city in America. In the first place, we don't think that's true, but that's not the issue. The issue is we have to comply with the standards, and that's what we intend to do.
Everyone's ox gets gored under the current plan, which is similar to one implemented by Los Angeles over the past decade. The most dramatic change, industrial plants must reduce their NOx emissions by 90%. All diesel engines will be prohibited from idling for more than 5 minutes, although no one knows how that will be enforced. Gas stations in the Houston area must begin selling cleaner-burning diesel fuel. Lawn maintenance companies cannot operate equipment before noon. And the city's three airports and its sprawling port will have to switch to alternate fuels and electricity. Port of Houston Chairman Jim Edmonds says they're already doing that using reformulated diesel fuel and electric cranes.
Is it more expensive? Yes. Is it worth it? Sure. It's just part of what we have to do.
The people of Houston are expected to pitch in also.
Here's a game plan to help us all breathe a little easier. Fill up in the evening, don't top off your gas tank, and carpool to work.
Those are suggestions. The law is about to require all light-duty vehicles to have annual tailpipe inspections and drop the speed limit to 55. David Luce Mitchell is a pharmacology professor in Houston. As the owner of a V8 Ford Explorer who commutes about 50 miles a day to work, he says he's ready to do his part, so long as his industrial neighbors do theirs, too.
I'm willing to get my car inspected. I'm willing to drive a new car. I'd even consider an electric vehicle. But let's get rid of this ancient, decrepit plant that's spewing out ozone and particulates up the wazoo and is completely free from any liability.
Even as city leaders urge residents to burn less gasoline, Houston is sprawling more than ever. A British magazine recently dubbed the Bayou City the blob that ate East Texas. Houston is currently planning its fourth loop highway. The Grand Parkway, it's called, would measure 177 miles long and reach 25 miles out from the city center into undeveloped prairie land. With projects like this on the drawing board, the city's plan to clean up its air remains a work in progress. Both business and environmental groups have already filed lawsuits to loosen and strengthen, respectively, the anti-NOx regulations, and there is certain to be more litigation in the future. But perhaps for the first time, old adversaries agree on one thing. Houston, we have a problem. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.